This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Many Americans have been shoveling the snow that's been falling. The AP's Haya Panjwani.
In the village of North Perry, Ohio, residents like Todd Bernard stood in snow that almost reached above his knees so that he could scrape snow off his roof.
I'm raking off the snow because I feel like it's too heavy on the roof. There's got to be 5 or 6 feet of snow, and as it melts, it becomes heavier, and just don't want to take the chance of having the roof cave in on my kids or wife or any one of us. So.
Several days of lake effect snow also fell on parts of western New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Trump's choice for Pentagon chief faces deepening scrutiny in the Senate. The AP's Ben Thomas has more on this story.
Pete Hegseth spent a second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary met privately with Republican senators, but told reporters he'll sit down with every senator that wants to meet.
Across the board, and we welcome their advice as we go through the advice and counsel process.
Hegseth's running into questions about his ability to effectively lead the Pentagon after a military career that included deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan but lacked senior military and national security experience. And questions about his character, including a sexual assault allegation which he's denied, and other reports that allege financial mismanagement, multiple incidents of intoxication at work events, and inappropriate behavior around female staffers. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's called some of those reports disturbing, but says Hegseth should have a chance to address them. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today in just its second major transgender rights case, which is a challenge to a Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming care for minors. A Missouri man has been executed for killing a 9-year-old girl and sexually assaulting her. This is AP News. Now to McDonald's and that E. coli outbreak. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The Food and Drug Administration is closing the investigation into an E. coli outbreak linked to onions in McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The outbreak was first reported in October. A man died in Colorado. At least 104 people got sick in 14 states. The E. coli was likely linked to yellow onions distributed by a California-based farm and served raw on Quarter Pounders. The onions were recalled. The CDC says no new cases have been reported since late October. McDonald's briefly pulled Quarter Pounders from 3,000 locations, then narrowed that to 900 once testing had pinpointed onions and not hamburger patties as the likely source of E. coli. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow fell 76 points yesterday. The S&P rose 2 points. The Nasdaq gained 76 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.